Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second perek of Maseches Arla. Today we're going to be learning Perek Beis Mishnah Hey and Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. Perek Beis Mishnah Hey is going to be continuing with what we learned at the end of the previous Mishnah, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, where we learned a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the status of food that is less than a kibetza that leavens or that spices up a mixture. The question was, do we suspend the laws of Tumah V'Tahara? Normally, one food only has the ability to make another food Tumah, impure, when it is the size of a kibbeh to the volume of an egg. But the question is, what if that food either has the powerful potential to leaven the other food or to spice the other food? Then do we suspend that rule? Do we say that even less than a kibbeh allows it to become Tameh or not? Beis Shammai says that the laws are suspended. Beis Hillel said no, that it's always kibetza in order for one food to make another Tameh. Our Mishnah now is going to bring a proof for the opinion of Beis Hillel. Says the Mishnah, Dostai Ish Kfar Yasma Haya Mitalmide Beis Shammai. Dostai, the chief of Kfar Yasma, was one of the students of Beis Shammai. Va'amar, and he said, Shamati Mishammai Hazakin. I heard from Shammai, the elder. I heard from Shammai. La'olam Einu Mitameach Yubo Kibetza. He's testifying that Shammai, the teacher of Beis Shammai, agreed with the opinion of Beis Hillel, namely, that the halachos are always that a food can only make another food tameh if it is the size of a kibetza, and a leaven or spice can never make other food tameh if it is less than the size of an egg. Now we're continuing with Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. We learned in Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, just two Mishnayos ago, that leaven and spices of Truma do not become nullified, do not become batel, even in a mixture containing 100 times more chulin. Now we're going to qualify and discuss this halacha, both in this Mishnah and the Mishnah to follow. Says the Mishnah, Ulema omru kol ha-mechameitza ha-misabel v'ha-medameya lahachmir. In what situation, with regards to what, did the Chachamim say that any truma that leavens dough that is chulin, or that spices a dish that is chulin, or that creates a meduma mixture of truma and chulin together without any leavening or spicing taking place, is always to be treated in a strict way, to not allow bittul, to not allow nullification to work? Says the Mishnah, min b'mina. They said it specifically in a situation where if one kind of produce that is mixed with chulin of the exact same time, then in that situation, if the truma food either is going to spice the chulin up, or leaven, or allow it to rise, then the halachas of bittul won't apply in that situation. But again, assuming that they're the exact same type of food. It's in the case of min b'mino. L'hakel u'lahachmir, asks the Mishnah, and in what situation is the mixture to be treated sometimes leniently and sometimes in a more strict way? Min b'she'ena minu. That was said in regard to a situation where the truma of one kind of produce was mixed with chulin of another kind of produce. What exactly is that situation? That's what we're going to learn about in the next Mishnah, in Perek Beis Mishnah Zion. But for now, we're going to go back to the first case to illustrate the first of these two halachos. In a case of min b'mina, where bitzel wouldn't work, where the food that's being that was mixed in either will leaven or allow it to become spiced up. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad, in what situation, in what way is a mixture of truma and chulin of the same kind of produce, a min b'mino, always treated strictly? Says the Mishnah, Seor shel chitim shenafal toch isas chitim. If a sourdough, for example, made from truma wheat, fell into regular dough that was made from chulin wheat, v'yeshbo kadei lechametz, there was enough sourdough to leaven the chulin dough, bein sheyeshbo lalos pe'achurumeya, whether there is enough chulin to nullify truma, meaning whether there's 100 times more chulin to truma or not, uvein she'ein b'lalos pe'achurumeya, whether there is not enough chulin to nullify the truma with 100 times more chulin than truma, either way, it's usur. The dough is forbidden to anyone who's not a kohen. After all, it's going to allow allow it to rise. And if it's going to allow it to rise, bittul is not going to work in that situation. However, says the Mishnah, ein bo lalos b'chudume. On the other hand, if there is not enough chulin to nullify the truma sourdough in a mixture of 101, meaning if there's less than 100 times more chulin than truma, then we know bein sheish bo kedei lachametz, bein sheein bo kedei lachametz, whether there's enough to allow it to rise or not. Or it's not going to allow the mixture to rise. Regardless, the bittul wouldn't work because it's not 100 times more chulin than truma. It's a case of meduma regardless. So we see from here clearly that when truma sourdough falls into regular dough of the same kind, again, a case of min bimino, we always treat it according to the stricter of its two. So we would make it, we would give it the status of meduma, of truma. Only a kohen could eat it. If it can leaven the dough, we treat it with the rule of things that leaven, meaning to say it can never be nullified, the bittul would never work. And if it cannot leaven the dough, then we treat it with the rule for truma, in which case it has to be given to a kohen because there's less than 100 times more chulin than truma. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, discussed the situation of Dostai, who was from one of the Talmidim of Beis Shammai, and he said that you're from Shammai himself, that Shammai in the previous Mishnah, or really Beis Shammai, but his Rebbe was Shammai, so Shammai really agreed with the opinion of Beis Hillel, namely, that leaven or a spice can never make other foods tamei unless it's the size of a kibetza, even if the tamei food is a spice or a leaven, regardless the halachas of Tumah v'Tahara always stand true, and they can only become tame if there's a kibetza of food to make it tame. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, discussed this halacha that we learned previously, the fact that anything that either leavens or that makes it spicy is going to be treated in a strict way. So is it true in a case of min bimina, where they're the exact same type of species? They're both in the case of the Mishnah, where you have wheat, you have sourdough, and so on, that was made from chulin wheat. So he said that if there's enough to make it rise, then whether there's enough to be mevatel or not is completely and totally irrelevant, because it's the same type of grain. It's going to make it rise, and therefore we're not going to allow the bittul, the nullification, to work. And then we said the same is true, but which we already know, but the same is true as well if there was, let's say, less than 100 times more chulin than truma there too, whether it's going to whether there's leaven there or not. Regardless, if there's less than 100 times more chulin, certainly bittul's not going to work. So in both cases, if there's a case of min bimino, if they're the same type, we're going to be strict. We're not going to allow bittul to work either if it's going to leaven it, if it's going to allow it to rise, or if there's less than 100 times more chulin, then certainly bittul's not going to work there as well. Have a great day.